Monday, Boy, Shir 305, Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Lamed, Ochlu, Vayishtachavu Kol Dishnei Eretz, Lefonov Yichru Kol Yerdei Ofer Venafshalechia. An interesting Pasuk. What does the Pasuk mean? Ochlu Vayishtachavu Kol Dishnei Eretz. It's a shayla who the Dishnei Eretz are, but the Mitzudah seems to understand the Dishnei Eretz are the fat people, the people that are Matzliach, the kings, the Goyish kings. That when they get Tavis, their Makirit comes from their Bnei Shlom. It's Pashto, it's going loss of love, because nowadays they're not Makirit. But the Dishnei Eretz eat, and they bow down their Makir, their Bnei Shlom's Taiva. Lefanav Yichru Kol Yerdei Ofer. In front of their Bnei Shlom, all people that are eventually going to die, they're called Yerdei Ofer. Human beings are called Yerdei Ofer because eventually they're going to die. V'nafshei lo'ichia. But their Bnei Shlom is not going to give any tchias ameisim to these individuals. Talking about Goyish kings, even though they are nichra to their Bnei Shlom, ultimately they're not necessarily zeichet to tchias ameisim. To have a level of tchias ameisim, you have to have a certain madrega, even chasidim asylum discussion exactly what you know what they're zeicha to. So he learns the Mitzudas David learns it's referring to Goyish kings that they even if they bow and they're makir when their Bnei Shlom does something and they bow down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but still they're not going to be saved necessarily from they're not going to necessarily have tchias ameisim. The Malbim explains that it's referring to individuals that are busy eating. And they, Vayishtach was a lashon that they eat and they just get so involved in Gashmias that they plots. And Mela, Vayishtach was not a good thing. It's they bow down, meaning they lose their standing because they get so involved in Gashmias. And eventually, Lafon of Yichru Kol Yerdei Ofer, eventually when it comes to Yerdei Ofer, when they come to the Yom HaMisa, they're going to be Yichra, they're going to bow in front of the Bnei Shlom, meaning they're going to have to give a din v'cheshbon. V'nav shalechir, rachmon slan, they're not going to have any chiyas to be able to have a tchiyas ameisim. Person that gets involved in physicality and loses focus in what the purpose of this world is, chas v'shalom, nav shalechir, will not have what to have tchiyas ameisim in. So according to him, it's a musar, that a person, in order to be zeicha to tchiyas ameisim, he has to make sure he stays focused on Ruchnius, you know, to the best that he could. You know, it's perfect. But a person stays focused on Ruchnius, is Zeicha to have a Tchias on his Nefesh. A person drowns his Nefesh and gets totally sucked into Gashmius, Echmal Tzlan, and loses focus on what his purpose is. Chas V'Shalom, the Pasuk is saying, V'Nafshi Lechia, Chas V'Shalom, will not be Zeicha to have Tchias HaMesim.